Right, it's just coming up to 11:41 and I've got a surprise guest in the studio. Surprise!
Hello! I'm just tweeting, gate crashing.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is on the Ongar Road. We always chat about Natasha. She is a long-time supporter of the radio station and my show.
Yay!
I like the way you'll get those little messages saying, did you just say that?
Did you say that out loud?
Yes, I did. I'm going to try my best because my pronunciation today is not very good. But excellent. You're here to talk about the Brentwood Children's Literary Festival.
That was amazing. It's like you're professional.
It was really. I think I'll get deserve a round of applause for that, really. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. It's on between the 22nd to the 30th of July 2017. So tell us all about the festival.
Yes. So we launched last year. Poor Jim. I always say that when I'm here, don't I? Yeah, it was a moment of madness, of weakness on his part when he said, yeah, all right, we'll do that. So last year we did it for the first week of the summer holidays, and I think we had, in the end, 16 authors across the space of a week. And it went pretty well. It went jolly well, and we didn't kill each other, so we thought, let's do it again. So this year, we've got 20 events, because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Across still the first week of the summer holidays. And really, it's just about our passion of getting kids reading. Yeah. That's what it's for. So, and I don't think there's anything more exciting than meeting an author or having some kind of interaction with an author. It's amazing. I still get, this morning, I've tweeted it out because I'm a bit sad. I got a shiny blue envelope with my name on it. I was like, and inside was a beautifully packaged book with my name on a handwritten tag. And it's a book from an author that we really love called Abby Elphinstone. And she'd sent it to me with an inscription inside. And honestly, I felt like I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
You just can't beat that. So, that's what we want. So we're doing the same thing again. And just like last year, we want to make it as affordable as possible. So it's just £3 a ticket to get kids and their mums and dads through the door and have that experience.
And it's going to be all over. It's not just at the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, but it's going to be all over, all different venues all over Brentwood.
Yeah, in fact, it's not at the bookshop at all this year. So we're mainly at Brentwood Theatre. Hello, Brentwood Theatre. But we're also at the Knightsway Centre, which is kind of the other end of town, near where we live. It's a really lovely community centre. And then we've got one event at Brentwood Library where we're doing, I'm quite excited about this, free storytelling with me, probably in fancy dress, because why not? Because no one said no. Yeah. And but we're also working with a lovely lady called Renata who runs a yoga. She's a yogi. She's amazing. And she's going to do a little bit of yoga with the littlies as well. It's going to be really cool about relaxation. And so we're doing that at the library. And one event at Hutton Community Centre as well. So we've got you spread out a little bit.
And as you said, it's £3 a ticket. Is it normally about an hour?
About an hour. And we've got loads of different activities. So there's like storytelling at the library is actually free because you can't charge for anything at the library, which is absolutely fine. But we've got things like we've got First News newspaper. And I have no shame in saying this. It's a newspaper for children, comes out every week. It is the only paper that I read from cover to cover because it makes sense to me.
Yes.
But they cover, you know, they cover the Trump debacle, they cover Brexit, everything. But they just do it. It is properly balanced and it makes sense. And I love it. So
not like the Daily Mail then. Yeah, No.
So they're running a journalism workshop for us, which I'm really excited about. I think that's going to be amazing. We wanted to get something non-fiction in this time as well. We've got a YA panel for young adult readers that are interested in hearing from. So we've got four authors. We've got two local authors, Cara Jordan, who you know, who's lovely,
yeah,
and Molly Luby, who's also awesome. She's
well,
a local,
yes,
girl too. Yeah, yeah. I think she's been in, hasn't she?
She has.
So they're on board, which is brilliant. We've got a really lovely guy called Josh, who is a local high school kid, but he's also a book blogger, and he's just amazing. So he's going to be our MC because he's much cooler than I am. And then we've got two other authors as well, one called Gemma Fowler, who is brand new for a publishing house called Chicken House, who just published the best books, honestly, just fantastic. And then a pretty big name, actually, is Dan Smith, so he's coming as well. So we've got, so we're doing lots of different things, trying out different things this year. And what we will, we'll see what happens.
What's the age groups, Natasha? Is it going from sort of 4-year-olds up to 16?
Yeah, I'd say from preschool to 18, really, and anyone, really, because, I mean, last year we had a couple of teachers call us and say, do we need to bring children? It's like, no, if you don't want to, because there might be an author that they're interested in seeing from that end. So it literally is for everyone. We've got some, like, we've got a guy called John Kirk who does an interactive show based on Roald Dahl's The Twits. So, I mean, it's just, it's mayhem, I think, is the way to describe his event. But, you know, three plus. So we've tried to get something right across the range, age range as well.
Now, if people want to find out more and all the different events for all the age groups, you can go to brentwoodlitfest.com.
Yes.
And that's where all the details are, because it's obviously coming up in July, but you know how time goes really quick and it'll come around pretty quickly. What was the book when you were growing up that made you sort of, because you got the bookshop, and what was the book that you went, oh, when you were little?
Everybody who knows me knows this is Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. It's my absolute all-time favourite, and I still go back and read it now. And I think, not just because it's magical, but I think it is. I loved the fact that Alice was a very feisty female protagonist, and she didn't take any nonsense, and that it didn't quite make sense. And also, it was the first book that was bought that was just mine. I didn't have to share it. It was mine, and I've still got that copy, along with about 200 others. It's become a bit of an obsession. But that was the one. Yeah, that was definitely one. I think it's timeless.
And it is great to get, I mean, although kids are on their mobile phones or they're on their Kindles, there's nothing like having a proper book.
Yeah, there isn't. That, just that whole feeling that when they're younger, having that tactile experience, and children's books, books for little ones are just amazing now. They've got so many textures to them and bits that you can interact with. They're incredible. And going all the way through, like, you know, YA fiction. I think writing... people that write for adults are going to be going, no, boo. But I think that authors who write for children have got a tougher audience, because a kid will look at a book and start to read and go, oh, it's rubbish, and they won't read it.
Yeah.
So the quality of children's books is just phenomenal. I'm not saying that adults' books aren't either. They are. It's just that's what my passion is, and it's just about getting kids reading.
Are you going to be right? Have you written a book yet? Have you done? Is that
no, the only thing that I've written is my very long and slightly waffly master's dissertation, which about children's books, but I'm not sure anyone would want to read that. I'm not sure. They say that everyone's got a book in them, don't they? But I don't know. I don't know if I've got the discipline. You've got to be really focused as well, and I'm not. Or the talent. That could be a problem too. I might be able to write something long enough for people to go, what is this?
It could be Derek in Wonderland. It's like, yeah, a new just, sort of...
Oh, I love it. Yeah, no one would see through that. That's a really good idea. I'll do that.
Thanks for coming in. It's lovely to see you. You're going to be, as you know, between now and July, it will be very, very busy organising everything,
yay,
as it was last year when you came in. But if you do want to get your children along, and it's from sort of very young children up to about the age of 16, there's different authors, different age groups, and at the different locations as well. Mostly going to be at the Brentwood Theatre, and then you're going to be at the Brentwood Library and...
Knightsway Community Centre and Knightsway. Hudson Community Centre too.
There we go. So you can always find one. And it's over the 22nd to the 30th. Is that right in the middle of the...
It's the first week of the summer holidays for most schools.
Yeah, lovely. So it's all the W's, brentwoodlitfest.com. And also, if you want to get your kids into reading, the Chicken and Frog Bookshop is on the Ongar Road. Natasha and... I was about to call your husband Tom. I don't know why you've...
I haven't got a husband called Tom, but I'll see what I can do.
Hello, Tom.
He's going to be sitting there going, what?
I've only met him about five times. It's lovely, never mind. But you do actually do classes as well for children.
We do.
Yeah,
we do. We tutor through the week, which is all quite grown up and serious. Not too serious with me, but a little bit. And then on the weekends, we do creative writing, which is much more relaxed and involves biscuits. So that's always good.
Lovely. Okay. Yes. And good morning to you, Jim, as well.
There we go. Well done. Thanks for letting me gatecrash.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Natasha. And don't forget, you can find out more. All the W's, brentwoodlitfest.com. Just coming up to 11:49, I think we'll have some Imelda May.